Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Not a bad thing. 7 after the hour. It's the Friday Good Day program. November the 24th is upon us. The 24th is yesterday. 24th. The 24th is today, and yesterday was the 23rd.
And guess what? Tomorrow, it's the 25th.
Oh.
Exciting.
It's available free of charge, folks, at your local constabulary. All right, so here we are the day after. It's Friday up the 24th, day after Thanksgiving, and all through the house, not a creature is stirring, not even a turkey.
So it's everyone's in time. A food coma.
Oh, yeah, of course. So we have to talk leftovers because we always do on the Friday after. There's so many ways to use up the uneaten food from yesterday. There's a, you know, you go beyond. It depends on what you had. I was the guest of my daughter-in-law's family at a wonderful place on the top of a mountain in the Napa area where the wineries are all over the place. And so I was just laughing with Jay and James about what to bring them. You certainly don't bring them a bottle of wine in Napa. They get their own wine from their own. They have a little winery. It's almost like a little tub. They take the grapes from their vineyards, and they kind of make it themselves. And I learned a whole bunch of things about wine that I didn't know because I don't drink. And I certainly don't. I've never enjoyed wine. And so you open up the bottle of wine, and you let it air out, and that's supposed to change the bouquet. Does that sound right? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I learned that. All right. Now, let's see what else. Do we have the traditional gobbler sandwich today? There are 53 different ways, depending on what you've had, excuse me, for what you've had to eat, for leftovers. And there are a lot of Italian ways, because there are a lot of people who have lasagna. They don't have turkey either. We didn't have, there was a little bit of turkey, but there was chicken, and there were Brussels sprouts, and there were mushrooms, and there was stuffing. And there was sweet potato. There were these little rolls that had spice in them and some kind of a cranberry fancy doodah. And a lot of people put cranberry sauce on turkey sandwiches. I think that spoils it. What do you think? What's the best way to make it through with all the stuff that's left over? What do you do?
I'm more of a bowl person. Like, I just like to put it all in a bowl again and eat it as is, like the mashed potatoes and then the stuffing, maybe a little bit of turkey, and the gravy. I don't get much of the, I have a hard time with vegetables, like leftover vegetables, because I feel like by the time you heat them up, then they're significantly overcooked. So I won't be having any, like, more green beans or mushrooms or anything like that. Just carbo load. Like, I'm going to run a marathon minus the running.
So one of the ideas that Jeff, who is Sophie's father, had was to grind everything up into an oatmeal this morning.
Interesting.
Kind of like that. Just grind it all up and try that for breakfast and put some cranberry cocktail sauce on top of it. So, who the heck knows?
Sister made this amazing salad that had, like, that was the cranberries that we had. It was, like, actual cranberries with kale and spinach and broccoli and pumpkin seeds and squash and different things that were chopped up in it. That was, like, the best way to eat cranberries I have ever had in my life. Because I'm with you, Doug. I'm not a big cranberry sauce person.
No. All right. So that takes care of the leftovers. I feel like we're obliged sometimes on a day like today to talk about the obvious. One of the things we were talking about last night when people were going around the table, because there were a lot of their friends that were there as well, and everybody's talking about what they do. There's a famous photographer that happens to specialize in cows. Now, what kind of a conversation do you think I had with him?
A long one.
Oh, my God. And we got out some pictures. There was a picture that was taken by Sophie of Jasper in the summertime, his first visit to the farm, when one of the cows came right up and stuck his nose on top of Jasper's nose. And that's one of the best pictures. This guy was so excited about
Aww.
It. But he's sold like 300,000 copies of some picture that he took of a cow. And he doesn't really know that much about cows, but people love cows. They love pictures, they love statues, they love memorabilia, all that stuff. So that was kind of a fun thing to talk about. And then we are talking about the radio program, and they're trying to get from me what the radio program is all about, and I'm telling them what the basic, well, but don't you talk about Trump? And I said, nah, not really. Well, don't you talk about politics? And I said, nah, not really. Don't you talk about, you know, the things that most everybody else talks about? I said, no, I leave that to the other programs, because we are more interested in helping people. It's a full-service kind of morning program, and yeah, we'll talk today about what you had for one, you know, the same things that we're talking about. And so they kind of got it, and then they all went to their cell phones and looked up Good Day Networks or at DougStefan.com, which is something the new listeners this week, we pick up new listeners and new stations, because a lot of times the regular hosts that may be on when we're on, if we're on earlier, they put us on later because mm-hmm. the hosts are not there and they're just playing old garbage, and you know, who wants to listen to that stuff when they can listen to the real thing, right? So, anyway, the other thing that we, I suppose, are obliged to talk about is what's going on Black Friday. There are a lot of deals around. I opened up a couple of tabs here just to see what was on. You know me, I don't buy online, and so I'm kind of going against the grain like I do with a lot of other stuff. But there are unbelievable deals. It's just like you're inundated with everything from stretch stuff to loafers to slippers. And so is this going to be, as it usually is, the biggest shopping day of the season? You'll find out when you go to the local mall, which hopefully you will, or you go to the local stores, which hopefully you will, and don't go on Amazon. I'm talking probably to the wall here, because a lot of people do. The Amazon trucks are all over the place, but the whole business, I don't want to promote Amazon. They can promote themselves. What I would like to know is, for example, where you are in Cleveland, what do you find? Are there good local stores there that you grew up on that specialize in certain things? Just to give people an idea about whatever it is that people can find. I'm looking at a picture from a local store of Shearling slippers that are $42. They're on sale at a local store here. And there's some moisturizer cream that's on sale, and you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's a bodysuit, which I think bodysuits, does it sound bad if I say they're sexy? I think bodysuits are
body sexy. Yeah, they're great. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things, too, because my family, we have a tradition where we go out Black Friday shopping every year.
Oh, do you? Oh, cool.
And, yeah, and then...
Even your father? Did your father go with you?
Oh, yeah, the whole family. Somebody's got to carry our bags, Doug. Come on.
Oh, nice.
No, but it's a lot of fun, and you know, we get out there, and there's always additional deals. We have the Black Friday stuff that starts earlier, but on the day itself, there are still even more deals. It's very important to get out and go. But when you ask about different local stores that we kind of grew up on, none of those exist anymore. I fortunately do have, I found a store somewhere nearby recently. It's called Table for Two, and it's very eclectic. It's like eclectic gifts and home decor kind of stuff. Chris, they have like quality healing crystals, which I'm really into. And I've kind of decided that while I am going to go out Black Friday shopping today at one of the malls, I'm going to go visit this store tomorrow, because I'm going to get people who didn't give me a specific thing that they want, where mm-hmm. I can kind of pick what they want. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get them some home goods, because who doesn't like something for their home?
That, exactly. The things that are practical.
Yeah, and it's towels, shopping local, supporting small business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I said to the kids One of the things that I really want is a set of sheets, nice, really nice, expensive sheets, because I love to have nice, expensive sheets on the bed. And so I already got a set from Brendan and Sophie, and I'm sure I'll find one. And then Megan's kind of onto this thing. We started talking a couple of weeks ago about I don't even know why we started talking about it, actually. The air fryers that are around. I think you and I talked about it, too.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, so I said, Megan, give me an air fryer. So I was talking to Jeff last night, who is the supreme cook, and I said, what do you know about air fryers? And he said, yeah, make stuff crispy, and it cooks it well, and, you know, it's a good thing to have. I said, is there any danger? It's not like one of those frying things that in oil where you throw a turkey in and it'll blow up. He said, no, this is a good place to cook stuff. So, something like that. Or for those of you who are practical, kind of like what Jay was saying, I'm looking around here at some ads for things of a local nature. You can get these in a hardware store. The Swiffer Power Mop. Apparently that's new on the market and has been discounted today. So who doesn't want to keep their house clean, right? And who doesn't, you know, it isn't sexy, and it isn't, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You think it is?
we are of that age where getting a really great vacuum cleaner or something really great that helps keep your house clean. It's lightweight, it's sleek, it's slender. Like, yes, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's where it's
so when the reason I mention that is because on the opposite side of the page I'm looking at, there's Jennifer Garner is there with she's promoting a dig-free bra, and she said, I'm going to buy this for my friends. And I thought, okay, is she the one to be selling that, or Jennifer Coolidge? The cleavage department. Right? Yes? No? What am I?
Wait, yeah. So which one? Jennifer Garner or Jennifer Coolidge?
Well, Jennifer Garner is the one who's selling it.
There's
a picture of her in this bra, but then I was thinking of Jennifer Coolidge because...
Oh, that she should be the one selling.
Yeah, because she's pretty hefty when it comes...
Hey, we all have bras and underwire sucks.
I never understood that. I know... I probably shouldn't go down this. I get into trouble when I go down these streets, so I probably ought not to do it. But anyway, so I'm just going. I'm trying to find some simple things that are easy and fun to talk about. And there is one fellow I know in the neighborhood bought his family solar panels for Christmas. Because he thought they're very environmentally conscious, and they're always talking about the stuff that's a practical way to deal, you know, with the realities of the day. So why not get something that's good for everybody? I mean, I don't know that people think, oh, I'm very excited about solar panels, but it's another idea. It's 18 at the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone. All thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver-generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour on the Friday Good Day program, Friday after Thanksgiving. We're here live, Jay and Doug, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. James Collins is in the studio in Dallas, going through now some of the things that are on social media, as we do in this portion of every hour. And this portion happens to be brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So if you have car care problems, I rented a car from Enterprise, and it's the biggest hunk of junk that I have ever rented. I had trouble with it. I called them. They wouldn't do anything because it was Thanksgiving. They'd give me a new car on Monday when I had to be back at the airport on Saturday. It's just, I usually am very happy with them, but not, no. Anyway, so, and of course, yesterday, even if you wanted to go to O'Reilly Auto Parts or any place like that, you wouldn't have found them. But most days, they're open, so if you have service needs, get them fast. Get those needs fast from the pros at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yep, the professional parts people are at O'Reilly. All right, so Dolly Parton is in our focus here for lots of reasons. A lot of people got excited about her performance yesterday. A lot of people are just excited about the new album. A lot of people are just excited about Dolly from top to bottom, literally and figuratively. And we'll find out what is the latest here as we dig into the life and times of Dolly Parton right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's kind of funny to hear her sing this song. Right? She's got it.
Yeah?
She's got it. Listen, she's as good as Queen. All right, so who's on this song with her, though? She do it by herself?
She performed solo for the halftime show during the Cowboys Commanders game. And
but is, I knew that, but is this on the album, too?
Yeah. This one's on the album, and I cannot recall who she performs this one with.
It's all right, not important. Most people are paying attention to her anyway. So why was
she was decked out in like cowboy cheerleader gear? She was dressed like one of the cheerleaders, and she is just Dolly is so iconic. And after all of this time, all of these years, she still puts on such an incredible show.
She got lots of energy for a woman. She lost a lot of weight. I always think that she doesn't have enough. You know, women, you know, the I'm probably going to get into trouble with saying this. The operatic singers, the big women who sing opera, are usually very hefty. Got a lot of punch behind their voice. And Dolly, who used to be much heftier, and then she lost quite a bit of weight. I think she's actually too thin now. But you know, she knows how to belt it out, and did. Why was she invited to do that? Was that something she wanted to do, or somebody asked her to do it? How did that come about? Anybody know?
I believe she was invited. I don't know if this was the first year, or if there were recent years with the like these big halftime shows during the Thanksgiving games or not. But they were kind of... depending on where the game was, so with it being in Dallas, of course you're going to have some kind of country artist, and she's everywhere right now. She's always everywhere, but especially with the Rockstar album. Mm-hmm. And she performed 9 to 5, Jolene, We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, medley. It's just, man, Dolly. And she has talked about like how she sleeps and how she really only sleeps for 3 to 4 hours at a time because she has so many occupations and jobs and obligations that she's doing.
Let's go. Yeah. All right. Let's get at it. All right. Well, we're going to continue to be at it here on the day after Thanksgiving, 2023. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for a better...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News Update. Thanksgiving 2023 in the history books. Today is Black Friday, the day to shop to drop ahead of the Christmas season. Lots of sales at malls across our country.
Prices have fallen a lot on TVs and printers. Prices are going way down.
Travis Kelce back in the news, and no, it doesn't have to do with girlfriend Taylor Swift. USA's Dave Collins reports.
Here's one more reason to talk about KC Chiefs Travis Kelce. Other than he's dating Taylor Swift, Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass. I pray God it's our last.
The brothers did a remake of the Pogues 80s hit and renamed it King of South Philly. Not exactly feel good, but it's on the Eagles Christmas CD that raises money for charity.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Last Friday night, yeah, we did some table talk. And we took too many shots. Think we could, but I forgot. Last Friday night, yeah, we maxed your credit card. And we kicked out of the bar. So we hit the boulevard. Last Friday night.
Let's hope that isn't the case that you get tossed out.
How much were the malls open yesterday? What was open actually yesterday, Jay?
I don't believe much was open. And anything that was open, they did a great job of closing by like 2 or 3 p.m.
Get out of here, go home.
And good for them. Do you remember, I feel like this was kind of before COVID stuff, it started getting to the point where Black Friday was starting at midnight. The Thursday into Friday.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, we're going to start at 8 p.m. And then it was like, we're starting
people
at 4.
People get lined
like,
up. And, yeah,
let
exactly.
people be with, like, give people an opportunity to be with their families. And, yes, it's a choice if you want to go get in those lines and stand in those lines. But what about the employees who have to work? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's not that important. Go spend time with the family. It can wait. And I think that after the shutdown of everything and then coming back, it's like, okay, we're going to go ahead and just keep it closed. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of metered in this manner of speaking. All right, so we were talking about this Dallas game yesterday. Dolly singing at the halftime show. James Collins is at the studio, the main studio, and I was in Dallas. And so the Dallas Cowboys seem to have routed. Who would they play against? I didn't even know.
The Commanders. The Washington Commanders.
So who even cares? Well, even with a name like that, who cares? So they beat him, what, 40 to nothing?
It was 44 to 10.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There you go.
And So around the dinner table last night, they were saying, "Oh, Cowboys has such a good offense. You know they're doing." And I said this to y'all off air. Well, it's kind of like comparing a train, like saying a train is really strong for running through paper. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like sure, it's impressive, but like it's
nothing. Yeah, the other team's not home. Nobody home.
Yeah, sorry to everyone in Washington.
All right, so let's talk about other transportation other than trains. There's a very interesting thing that happened yesterday. And it was supposed to happen. It wasn't at an airport. There was a Boeing 787 that was on a test flight that landed on the ice in Antarctica. Yes, you heard me correctly. This was a plane that had about 45 people on it, scientists from all over the world, and they brought tons of equipment with them because they wanted to do some research. And it started with whether we can land. Who do you suppose? What do you think the pilot was thinking? Let's see. I'll try this. This plane weighs 43 tons. Let's see if we can land on some ice, right? So the plane touched down on what they called blue ice. This is a very this is a remote place, right? Really on the tip of Antarctica. And these guys all got out, men and women, scientists from all over the place. They brought 12 or 13 tons of equipment with them to do an exploration. But the first thing was, everybody said, well, let's see if we can land a plane, a big plane down there, just for the heck of it. It's a wide body. This is the latest model from Boeing, the Dreamliner is, the 787. And so, I wonder what the people are looking. You know, when I land at an airport, I look outside, you see the lights, and the plane touches down. No lights, nothing. They did it in the daytime, so that was one good thing. They could see the ice, and they set up shop, and listen, I guess the plane took off and is coming back to get them when they're all done with their experiments. I just would have had the willies if it had been me pulling off a stunt like that or wanting to do. That is just very interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. So is that because, I know Antarctica, it's more so people who are going there because they're scientists. They're doing research. They have to get there by boat and all of that stuff. Are they looking with trying this with a Boeing, are they looking to make it a new resort location?
That's a good question. No, I think they're just trying to figure out what the winds are doing, what the snow conditions are, and I think what really is going on, and this is sort of behind the scenes, nobody's really admitting this, but I've been talking about this for the last couple of years, the polar locations are actually shifting. And so when people say, what do you mean by that? That I mean the North Pole and the South Pole aren't where they were 200, 300, 400 years ago. And as the planet changes, and I keep on to this, and I think I'm the only one that's doing a popular radio program that even pays attention to this sort of thing, where all this absorption with climate change and global warming, and it just really bothers me that nobody sees the forest or the trees here. This has been going on this planet since it really, after it finished formally becoming a planet, it took about a billion years for it to form and become the way it is now. But for the past couple of billion years, anyway, the Teutonic plates have changed. Where South America and Africa are have changed. Where Europe and the continent and the islands, everything's changed because the planet keeps moving. And there is recorded, they've done some carbon dating stuff. when they go into the ice caps around the world, and they go into the, they just drill all over the place, and they find that what was desert back a billion years ago is now lush forest. For example, the Amazon, that was a desert a billion years ago. And what is a desert now in North Africa was kind of like the rainforest is, because remember, a couple of billion years ago, a billion and a half years ago, Africa and South America were one. And if you look, I mean, you have to be kind of dull not to look at the pictures of the continents and see how Africa fits like a glove into the side of South America. So all of those things have changed, and I think that's, you hit my button there, because I like to talk about stuff like that, because I think it's something that helps people understand a little bit.
Oh, it's fascinating.
What's going on. Yeah.
Well, it's just to think that, like, what was, I forget what it was called now, when all of the continents were one giant continent, what was it again?
Pangea. All the continents were one giant continent. I don't remember what it's called. But, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating stuff. All right, let's go back in history a few years to a 13-year-old girl who is looking for better education from a teacher, looking for a good teacher. And she actually never found one. So at 13, this youngster started her own school in the courtyard of her house. And then as she grew up, she became a teacher. She's now known as Sister Zeph. You can, if you Google Sister Zeph, you will see that this week she was selected from 7,000 nominees from countries all around the world to win the Global Teacher Prize and $1 million. So here's a kid who was smart enough or had enough, initiative in 1997 when she was 13. She didn't like what she was learning. She was smart enough to know that she wasn't getting what she needed, so she educated herself and brought in a bunch of children into it. And now her courtyard school has a new building, has free education for underprivileged children, and so she's going to take the money to build another school. This is for low-income families across Pakistan, but apparently has served as a model for education, because we all kind of know that the bad side of the story is that public education, not only in our country but around the world, is suffering greatly. It's just too political. There's too much stuff going on. I mean, look around at some of the reports in your community, in high schools especially, where there are fights every day between students in the hallway. There are teachers that are getting into fights with students who don't like their grades, and the kids go up to them and punch them in the nose and stuff like that. And you know, we've become much too liberal, frankly, in how we handle education. There are no wrong answers. What do you mean there's no wrong answers? Of course there are wrong answers. 2 and 2 is 4. It's not 5. It's not 3.
Yeah.
But children, well, there's no wrong answers. We can make that work. No, you can't. So, anyway, I think this, some of this ridiculous stuff. So, congratulations. Anyway, I thought of that. I saw that as a kind of a cool, good news story.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, if you were traveling up Interstate 90 and going near Niagara Falls in Buffalo, you probably were wondering about all the hoopla on the Canadian-U.S. border. Niagara Falls is one of the most beautiful places in our country. And over the weekend, a car crashed into the falls, as far as I can see. The couple that was in the car on the bridge killed. But apparently the official overview of this thing suggests that it was not terrorism, which, of course, the news media was, oh, look at this. They're coming into our country. They're going to blow up everything. Mm-hmm. The irresponsible BS that comes out of social media and out of some local media and some national media. Look at the results of the crash. Lots of stuff got burned up, for sure, including the people who were in the car. They were a married couple. They were in a very expensive car. The vehicle struck a curb at the checkpoint going over on the right, exactly right at the U.S.-Canadian border. And so they must have been going pretty damn fast. They hit the guardrail and the car went up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then it blew up. So, I mean, how in the world? It's like a bad movie.
Right? And I don't even understand how you could speed that fast going across the bridge, the checkpoint. Going across the bridge. Exactly. And they had just crossed into the U.S. And that was a lot of the questions that the news media and social media were having of, okay, well, a car exploded. Were there explosives that detonated too soon? All of this stuff. And no, it was just a married couple trying to travel, had a significant accident, and the car exploded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's so heartbreaking.
Yeah. But again, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's hard to find the story behind the story.
Yeah.
One of the things that's traveling around, and I think I suffered from this a little bit myself this week, one of the things that has arrived just in time for Thanksgiving is about, I don't know if it's where you are, but a lot of places around the country have huge problems with the flu. There's a new flu bug out. And it is something that's very powerful, acts very fast. And so a lot of people getting together they got the flu and they're spreading it around because apparently it's pretty contagious and cases are rising across the country. I don't know whether that prompts you to get a flu shot or not. I think you just build up your immune system as much as you can. But at least most of the states in the north, northeast states, New York, Pennsylvania, actually Ohio is in this list as well, Jay. The people that have gotten together, I'm looking at some new flu data that's just been posted today. And it shows a lot of activity also in Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Carolina, in Puerto Rico, a lot of places where people are going. New York, Arkansas, California, Maryland, it's just pretty much everywhere. And that's because it's so easy to travel. You're going to be exposed to people, whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's at a gathering, whether it's on an airplane, whatever it is.
Grocery shopping, yes.
Yeah, it could be anyway. Usually the flu season, what I remember Dr. Ken saying, and Jack talks about this a little bit too on our Good Day Health program, the flu season, it doesn't get really going until maybe late December, early January, so we're fully a month ahead of where flu season started last year. And there are some people, because they have weakened immunes, this is not COVID, it's not RSV, it's just another lovely attack by the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The bugs will inherit the earth. So, you got to be careful. And I don't know what you do. I've seen a lot more people wearing masks. I don't know, have you seen a lot more people wearing masks?
I'm still seeing people wear masks, especially when traveling or people who are in the service industry and have to deal with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in restaurants and stuff, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I hope you're working well today in your job, and maybe you're spending a little bit of time looking at some of the coolest gifts around. Some good ideas all over the place to check out as we do spend our time today shopping. 48 after here on Good Day.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco.
They're gonna love it.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with Ferry.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra sharp monitors and top brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Food Farm and Family Time, foodfarmfamily.com. Check that out every day. Jay updates it with new information. We talk a lot about it here on this portion of the program. So this Friday, day after Thanksgiving, November 24th, no different. As we focus on what's going on the farm, a lot of farms like mine have wild turkeys all over the place. One of the ladies that works as a farm manager told me she counted 200 turkeys yesterday.
And they know they're safe, though.
Well, yeah, they are safe. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen two. I'm amazed. Maybe it was in honor of Thanksgiving. Maybe they knew it was Thanksgiving and they did. Nah, you can't
the
shoot me.
Here. They're not going to eat me, yeah.
No. And so, of course, the New York Times today is trying to put conservation and global warming and turkeys together, which is, you know, that's what they love to do, is put all kinds of stuff together. So they referred to wild turkeys as a conservation triumph because of the, especially in the South and the Midwest, there are a lot of turkeys who have been saved. But you know what? That may be cool, but what what real ecological purpose do they have? What they do is scrounge. They're really scavengers. They're kind of like lobsters and, you know, things that eat bottom feeders. They, in my farm's instance, they walk around the farm and they pick whatever wasn't digested by the cows in their manure out of the manure, and that's what they eat. So if there's corn that hasn't been digested or whatever it is, they go around to the piles of manure, poop piles here and there, and they're around the cows all the time. The cows pay no attention to them, and they pay no attention to the cows. It's like a, I don't know, it's like an interesting combination.
Something
of things,
humans
right?
can learn.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, speaking of turkeys, recall of the day today, the recall on turkey gravy from Seneca Foods. This is the Hy-Vee brand. Consumers have a serious threat because of allergic reactions to the contents of Seneca Foods. Here it is, once again, one of these huge conglomerates that belongs to one of the four big corporations. So they produced a bunch of Hy-Vee turkey gravy in glass jars, but apparently it doesn't have turkey gravy in it. It has beef gravy.
Another wrong product with the wrong label. Yeah.
These companies are way too big. The management is careless and sloppy. So because beef gravy has a soy allergen in it, and that didn't get labeled, obviously, because it wasn't supposed to be soy in the turkey gravy. And so this kind of screws up people's immune system if they have an allergic reaction to it. And so, you know, they're not going to predict what it'll do to your body because your body chemistry is different than others, but they're going to tell you that there are problems with your blood pressure, with your breathing. If you have an allergy to stuff like this, it could slow down your entire process.
Oh, yeah. Anaphylactic shock. It's real. I think a lot of times people get food intolerance confused with a food allergy, where we're not talking about an upset stomach or digestive issues. We are talking about an actual situation where you have to be rushed to the ER.
Right. And, of course, the company says, well, we don't know anything about this. We are not aware of any of the consumer illnesses or health problems that come from this. You dopes. You've got beef gravy in a turkey gravy jar. So whether or not we're not sure that there's really any problem. Of course there's a problem. Your management sucks. If you don't know what's going into the jars, hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, let's see here. A lady in Georgia stopped in at a Subway stop for a cheap sandwich, and she spent about 1,000 times what she had intended to. Lady's name is Vera Connor. She made her weekly trip to the Subway shop in College Park, Georgia. She ordered her usual number 4, the Supreme Meats, from the Subway Series lineup. She was expecting her footlong cost $7.54, but she found out she didn't look at the slip when she when she got, you know, want a receipt, lady? Yeah, here, I'll take the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
So she looked at it later, and she said, my God, it was $7,154.44 or something like that on her Bank of America credit card. And she thought, you know, somebody in the restaurant, I think, looked at it and said, who'd leave a tip like that? There was a mistake and there's being corrected.
It took about a month for it to get corrected, because there's always, with a lot of these restaurants, you have the rewards loyalty programs, and she thought she was putting in her phone number and didn't realize it had already switched to the tip thing.
Right.
And a lot of people sometimes, like this time of year, they like to do these nice surprises of leaving a massive tip. So they probably
have
good news stories.
Yeah, but I resent them, frankly. Suggesting that you have a tip. It's kind of like, you feel guilty, you don't do it. That's a rude. You don't feel like leaving a tip if the service is no good, don't leave a tip, period. End of story.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.